Hello and welcome back to another episode of Campus XP brought to you by Upgrade Campus. Today, we have something very exciting coming your way. We will be discussing digital marketing in the meta world. Before we begin today's episode, we have a message for you. Upgrade Campus is on a mission to transform Indian universities and colleges into next-gen institutions by revamping their classrooms and reshaping their curriculums by offering new age specializations. To learn more about us, you can visit us at college.upgradecampus.com. In 1836, the French newspaper La Presse decided to sell advertising space on its pages in order to lower its prices. By lowering the price of the paper, La Presse was then read by more people. This was in records the first instance of paid advertising. Note that we're discussing something around 2 centuries ago. Fast forward to today, out of the 7.9 billion Homo sapiens in the world, there are 4.6 billion internet users, out of which 3.5 billion use at least one meta app. That is Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, or WhatsApp regularly. Digital marketing through these platforms is one of the easiest and efficient ways to reach a large number of audience for any brand. Let's take a sneak peek at some of the most unique features of Meta that have made it the mascot of the digital marketing revolution. Let's start off with a feature that is such a subtle part of your social media life that you wouldn't even have given much thought about its origin, which is the like button. In 2009, Facebook launched a new feature called the like button. During its launch, Leah Perlman, co-creator of this button, described the new feature in a very subtle way. Your friends, their photos, notes, and more are what makes Facebook great. When your friends share something great, let them know you like it. Over the year, this simple thumbs up icon has grown into a unique and highly effective way of gathering information about our interests. The icon eventually evolved to become such a powerful internet tool that even YouTube changed its rating method from 5-star rating to a like or dislike format using the thumbs up or thumbs down button. Today, the like button is clicked on more than 6 billion times a day and has recently been expanded into the Facebook Reactions family. Google has a like button called the plus one, which is the internet or your college group jargon for I like that or I agree. In 2012, the plus one button also became a share icon, and this sharing option introduced a whole new dimension of digital products. This feature of likes became the driving force in an increasingly potent and complex newsfeed ranking algorithm. The more likes a post got, the more people Facebook and Instagram would show it to. They became an asset for brands and advertisers. It is today a rich source of data for Meta, telling the company about each user's preferences and browsing habits that allow them to roll out specific ads to ideal customer and save hundreds of dollars in ad spend. In 2010, Instagram was launched as an alternative social media platform to Facebook and later on joined the Meta group in 2020 because Zuckerberg knew which galaxies can turn profitable for his universe in the future. What started out as a small place to post instant images with grainy filters, fun fact, that's how the name Instagram was chosen, has now become a world-recognized digital marketing platform. And with it, a whole new wave of marketers, also known as influencers, content creators, or more commonly, Instagrammers, have risen. Influencer marketing is a hybrid of old and new marketing tools. Influencers are people who build a large community and have an audience which respects their opinion. This type of marketing changed the game because real people were more relatable. It is easier to trust the person that shows you everyday life and communicates with you rather than an advertisement on TV, right? As per a recent study by Oberlo, on average, brands can earn up to $5.7 for every dollar spent on influencer marketing. In 2021, another cool feature completely changed the way Meta's algorithm works. Yes, we're talking about Instagram Reels, which is an action-packed video feature that includes audio and video editing tools, inspired in capital letters by TikTok. The primary benefit of Reels is awareness. They are a great way to make content visible on Instagram's Explore page, where one could reach people across multiple factors like geography and age. In fact, Meta's Q3 reports in 2022 has revealed that Reels has a $3 billion annual revenue across Instagram and Facebook. Now let's move to another feature Meta uses to drive marketing initiatives, or rather the most important ROI metric, the CTA button. In a marketing campaign, the best way to guide customers is to lead them through a string of actions they can take to purchase the desired product or service. And this can be done through CTA, which stands for Call to Action button, that motivates a user to take certain action, like clicking install when you see an interesting game suggestion on Reels. You may have been clicking CTAs this entire time without realizing it. A CTA can be as simple as buy now, sign up, like and subscribe. But when strategically crafted, the chances of a customer following your CTA increases exponentially. A few more examples of where CTAs could be used are booking appointments, making reservations, or downloading apps, etc. Sometimes CTA button could also lead to another cool feature, the chats. Chats or messaging bring together the scale of technology and the personal touch of face-to-face communication. These two things together make a very unique platform for business-to-customer engagement. Facebook has already announced that they are planning to bring together their popular apps and allow cross-messaging between Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Click-to-Messenger ads take users from an ad in the Meta platform to a messaging app, which is already a multi-billion dollar business for Meta. Also, if you have closely noticed, the Messenger of Instagram and Facebook, along with WhatsApp, are somehow including similar, if not the same, features like reactions on the messages, reply options, deletion, and forwarding. Going forward, Meta platforms will pretty much become one of the de facto channels for marketing and selling to customers. By understanding the fundamentals of digital marketing in the 21st century, students can easily stand out in the job market. We at UpGrad Campus have both short-term job-ready certification programs and long-term joint degree programs in digital marketing, which universities can offer to their students, making them industry-ready in the domain of marketing. We offer 100% placement assistance to all enrolled students. For more details on these programs, check out the description attached. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. At the end, we just want to let you know that on an average, a social media user spends around 2.5 hours every day online. And believe me, I surpass that number too. What about you? We are available on your favorite streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Gaana, and Amazon Music. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes coming your way.